In the name of Jesus, amen. Because these are the gray and latter days, it is all the more important that the bride of Christ, and especially those in the office and those preparing for the office of the Holy Ministry, know what they are to be about. For the harvest is whitened and it is ready. And the time of grace will end. This is not a time to be changing identity weekly, with the result that people are confused about who you are and what is really important. I recently attended the celebration of a faithful pastor's 25 years in the office of the Holy Ministry. His flock dearly loves him. And they spent 2.5 hours that Sunday afternoon just showering him with their love. And after their outpouring, it was time for him to speak. And he chose to tell them about just one of the many beautiful, defining moments in his 25 years. He told this true story that gave understanding and clarity to everyone in the room of what he was about and what he cared about most. He told of a couple in his previous parish where the wife could not have been more of a salt of the earth, active, theologically astute member. But her husband would have nothing to do with God, with the church, and he refused to be baptized. To make a long story short, this man suffered a severe stroke that left him unable to say or do anything. For 8 months, this faithful pastor visited this man twice a week and read God's word and sang hymns, while the man could only respond with tears. The congregation had been desperately concerned about this man's soul for years, so after 8 months of the pastor feeding him God's word, they decided it was time for a baptism. The pastor told the man about the service and said they all realized that his response to it would have to be in his heart. The family gathered and there was a baptism. And when the service reached the point of the question, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son?" the man spoke clearly and with amazing force the word yes. This was his first word in 8 months, and it was his last word on earth. He died 100 days later. And the theme of his funeral was yes. Not about a human yes, but yes in all the ways that God intervened to save this man in spite of himself. There was great rejoicing on earth. and in heaven over this one lost soul who by God's grace was saved. That's what it's all about. Now I have to tell you that this dear pastor is out of step with the picture of pastoral ministry that surrounds him, because he treasures a faithful practice in liturgy and hymnody. But his people love him, not because he loves liturgy and hymnody, but because he loves them. And they know it. And a beautiful result of this loving pastoral care is that they too now treasure the church's liturgy and hymnody, and they see it not as restrictive forms, but as rich food for their lives. Love your people first, and give them that which is true both in theology and practice, and they will listen to you. They will follow. You're their under shepherd. And God will bless. He has promised. This is what it's about. Not changing who you are according to polls and surveys and success formulas, but knowing who you are and taking that clear confessional, sacramental, liturgical identity that you believe is true with you into a day-to-day bedside care, home visitation, catechism class, 6 a.m., men's Bible study, all of your preaching and teaching, and even into a national tragedy. That's what it's about. And once you arrive at your first parish, you will soon realize that the list of opportunities is endless. Our seminary is often characterized as turning out pastors quite different from the faithful pastor I have described today. But I can honestly tell you that I do not know of one professor on this campus who would not tell you to love your people first. God does it all, but we can get in the way, or we can be faithful. The work is there. The need and the urgency for this work in these end times is probably never been more evident in our lifetime or in our country. Study hard. Learn what it means to be a faithful word and sacrament pastor. And God will send you out into that harvest that is just waiting for such a pastor. And you too will have the privilege of being a part of God's yes. In the strong name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.